Good afternoon. This is Steve Taylor. I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share some time with you in presenting the Word of God. And I pray that the Lord will bless us as we look at His Word, as we seek to expound upon His Word, and to rejoice in that which God has given to us. I want to speak to you this afternoon on the subject of stretching out. Stretching out. I hope to be able to share with you what I mean by that. Actually, it's a term that's used quite often throughout the Scriptures. And I want to start in Exodus chapter 14. This is at a time when the children of Israel have just left the land of Egypt. Pharaoh's army is pursuing them. They've come to a place where it seems that there's no escape, a place called the Red Sea. I know that you're all very, very familiar with this passage, and there's much to be said about it, but I want to look at just a simple thing that God has shown to us in this passage, and then we'll look at several passages in the Scripture. Exodus chapter 14, starting with verse 10. It says, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lift up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them." The enemy was just constantly making progress toward them. And they were sore afraid because they had no way of escape as far as they could tell. "And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? What are you doing, Moses? Was there not enough graves back in Egypt? You brought us out here to die? Is this not the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people," this is scripture that's very partial to me. I love this passage. I have personal reasons for loving this passage. "Moses said to the people, Fear ye not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more, forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." The reason I say this passage is partial to me is there was a time in my life many years ago that I was ready to throw up my hands, quit, walk away from everything that was dear to me. And this passage of Scripture came into my heart. The Holy Spirit brought this passage to my heart. Quite honestly, at that time, I had not even really begun studying the Word of God. And yet God brought this passage. At that point, I couldn't have even told you where I heard this, who I heard read this passage of Scripture. But the Lord brought it to my heart. The Lord stretched out to me at that point when I was ready to give up on everything. "Fear not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. The battle's not yours. The Lord will fight for you." I won't tell you that immediately everything began to turn around and get better, but from that moment on, I began to see progress. I began to see progress that things were turning around. Things were getting better little by little in my life. When Moses finished saying that, it says, "The Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward? I didn't bring them out here to die. I didn't bring them out here to drown in the Red Sea. Tell them to keep going. It seemed there was no way, and yet the Lord kept saying to them, Go forward, go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." When there was seemingly no way, God made the way. God told Moses, stretch out the hand with the staff in it over the sea. Now, listen, there was no magical power in the staff of Moses. We know that. There was no supernatural power in the arm and hand of Moses. We know that. But when used in compliance with the instruction of God, results were seen. When we use that which God has given to us in compliance to His direction for our lives. He will make a way when there seems to be no way. But it required, He told Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea. And when Moses did what God told him to do, the sea parted, the east wind blew, and there was a way made where the people were able to walk across on dry land. I want us to see that God told Moses to stretch out your hand, go forward about probably 100 years after that, 75 years after that. God had now brought the people of Israel into the promised land with Joshua. Moses had died before they came into the promised land. And we won't go into that, but you remember why Moses was not allowed to go in. Joshua led them in, gave them the great victory over the city of Jericho. Then they came up against a smaller town called Ai. And the people of Israel decided, we don't need to take everybody down there. We can just go take a few hundred men down there and we'll take this city. We just defeated Jericho. What's this town in comparison to Jericho? Rest everybody just stay here and rest. That's not what God told them to do. But that's what they decided they were going to do. And as a result of that, they were defeated. They were utterly defeated by the little town of Ai. Then, after that, Joshua fell on his face before the Lord, began to cry out unto him. God told him, get up! Get up! Why are you crying to me? You know why this happened. The book of Joshua, chapter 8, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. This is after that defeat. He says, take all the people of war with you. Do what I'm telling you to do. Take all the people of war with you and arise. Go up to Ai. See? I've given into thy hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. I've told you, see, but you're going to do it my way, not your way. Sometimes we want to think we can possess the land by doing things our own way, but listen, we are to submit to the very way of God. Earlier they had stretched themselves out in their own power and ability, which was nothing, but now God is sending them. Listen to what He tells Joshua. He told him in verse 1, I've given you the land. I have given it. Not I'm going to, or I will, or I might, or maybe I shall. I have given you this land. Now, in verse 18 of that 8th chapter of the book of Joshua, we read, and the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear. Stretch out the spear that is in thy hand toward Ai, for I will give it into thine hand. Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city, and the result was God gave them absolute victory when they did it God's way, not their way. There's the key, that we are to stretch ourselves out toward God in His way. Again, the power was not in Joshua nor his army. We know that. Power wasn't in the spear that he held out, but rather the power was experienced by obeying the command of God. The Lord said, stretch out your spear. And when he did, God gave them the victory. Stretching out, stretching out. We go to the book of the Psalms, 143rd Psalm. Time when David was overwhelmed, literally overwhelmed. He was discouraged in his heart and mind. He was probably one of the lowest points in his life. We find in Psalm 143, starting with verse 3, says, the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He's smitten my life down to the ground. He's made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. David is crying out to the Lord. My enemy is persecuting me. And as we look at this, understand something. Our enemy isn't always another person. More times than not, our enemy is that which dwells within our carnal minds. Whether it would be fear or anger or envy or jealousy or any of those kind of things that would come upon us. It persecutes us. It keeps marching after us, marching after us. It beats us down. It makes us to dwell in dark places. And we become overwhelmed and we feel like that we're all alone. All alone. When David was in that place, verse 5 says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I remember those days. Even at that point, I believe he was saying, I remember the bear. I remember the lion. I remember Goliath. I know what you've done in my life before. And Lord, now I just feel so alone. So what did David do? In verse 6, he says, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Think about this. What are we to do when we feel so in dark places, when we feel like that we're all alone, when we feel like that there's no help, when we feel like that we're just beaten down? Discouragement has overtaken us. David tells us to stretch out our hands unto the Lord as a little child stretching out his hands to his mother or his father to pick him up, to carry him, to help him. God says, stretch out toward me. I think about when Jesus came walking on top of the water in the storm to the disciples as they were on the ship. They were not making any progress. They were rowing harder and harder, but they were going backwards instead of forward. And they looked up and they saw what they thought was a spirit coming across on the face of the water. Jesus said, be not afraid, it is I. Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you. And Jesus said, come. Peter hopped out of the boat. And I don't know how many steps, but he walked some on water. But all of a sudden, whether it was the wind that was gusting or a wave white capping, something grabbed his attention, took his eyes off of Jesus. And when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. Now listen, what I've talked to so far is that of us stretching out our hands toward God. But notice what happened with this was Peter was sinking down. He said, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. See, as we're stretching out toward Jesus, we can see the hand of Jesus stretching down toward us. Thinking about the man with the withered hand who was brought to Jesus on the Sabbath day. And of course, the Pharisees had their accusations and about Jesus doing something. Are you going to do this on the Sabbath day? But Jesus looked at the man. He stretched, said, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth. And it was restored whole like as the other. This man, don't you know, before he tried to stretch his hand out, I'm sure he'd done all sorts of exercises trying to get his hand to work properly, but it was only in following the instruction of Jesus that his hand was restored whole. He stretched it forth, and when he did, it was restored whole. When the Lord tells us to stretch out, sometimes that means going outside of our comfort zone, coming into a place where we've never been there before, possibly, you know, and a place in our heart and mind. And he says, stretch it out. And when we do, we can see the hand of Jesus meeting ours. There are other times that Jesus stretched forth his hand to touch the leper. There were times when Jesus stretched forth his hands to make a spittle of clay and anoint the eyes of the man that was born blind. When Jesus saw the multitude coming into the desert, he was moved with compassion toward them. He is telling us he stretched out toward them and he fed them and he healed them and he helped them that day. Those hands stretched out to pick up children and set them on his knee and say, this is what the kingdom is all about. Loving, trusting, giving ourselves completely into the hands of Jesus. Jesus stands with open arms saying to you and me, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Arms stretched out. We see Jesus stretching out his arms as the nails were driven through his hands and his feet. Stretching out. The risen Lord now stands to enfold us in his arms, to pick us up, to carry us, to touch us, to comfort us, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to direct us, and yes, even to correct us. From all of these things, I know this has been kind of a short message today, but from all of this, I gather that the design of God for our lives is divine connection and divine interaction. There's a connection that the Lord has with us, and we can experience it on a daily basis. We sing the old song sometimes, hand in hand with Jesus. Hand in hand I walk each day. Hand in hand I cannot stray. All along this pilgrim way, I want to walk hand in hand with Jesus. That's the design that God has for our lives, is to walk with Him. As I was thinking about all of this, the chorus came to me. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. As we express our need for the Lord, as we, as David in the 143rd Psalm says, I stretch forth my hands to you. Be assured the hand of Jesus is stretching out to take us, to walk with us, to steady us, to strengthen us, to comfort us. God help us to stretch out toward Him as He stretches out toward us. God bless you is my prayer. Thank you.